On a very personal note, we lost a young son, 19-year-old son, in a car accident. And it was one of those. He was a good kid. I mean, he didn't drink, he didn't do dope, and he was a good worker, and was already becoming involved with our farm operation. He left one night and never came back. And through the next spring and into the summer, there was times when I decided there was no God. But and I often thought, well, we have our burial plots at Gilmore City, and I thought I would have the thought, well, the three of us will be there, and ultimately, if we're nothing but this good black soil, that's not so bad. And then, of course, when we lost our son, it's very hard on a marriage because each figures the other should. You should, the wife should support the husband, and the husband should support the wife. And I'd had the misfortune when Cy was killed. I'd had a badly broken leg and had surgery twice. And he was the only one home. The other kids were all married and gone. And he was my hired girl, my fetch and step it. And when he was killed 2 days after Christmas, and I was found that the leg hadn't healed, and I had to go back to the hospital for bone grafting in February. And when I came home from the hospital, and he was not there to help me, it was harder than coming home from the funeral. And in the beginning, you don't know what these steps are going to be. And one of the other things that is the hardest thing to accept, the world at large needs some education, is that people pretend he never existed. And that is probably harder to accept. People don't want to talk to you because you might cry. So they ignore you. Or they talk about silly, inconsequential things. I've sat beside a lady, a good friend, and she, her conversation was so unimportant, so almost silly. And we had, as I had visited, man, I just wanted to say to her, never mind, I'm not going to mention Cy, relax.